Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Mike Ginestri is joining us live on the Trocare College Liveline, superintendent of schools at Sweet Home Central, talking about the decision that a lot of superintendents were making across Western New York about whether or not to have school today. Sweet Home is closed. Mike, talk to us about your thought process.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. We debated all day yesterday, actually just like looking at the weather, doing our research and homework, and talking to a lot of other superintendents. The snow band potentially moving up north, but the cold weather as well just made it tough to stay open today, especially with some of the travel advisories and bans around Erie County. We really were worried about staffing, but also it's a safety issue with these cold temperatures as well. So after a lot of talk with my colleagues in the north towns, we decided to close school today.
Well, was it more the cold or the snow that really influenced the decision?
I think a combination of both, but also the governor issuing a state of an emergency for Erie County. And then when travel advisories and bans started happening across the county last night, we had no choice but to close.
What number snow day is this for Sweet Home? And also the state of emergency from the governor, did that help you with that decision? Does it count as a snow day?
Yeah, this is number two for us this year due to inclement weather. But the state of emergency does help. It does provide some protections. If we exhaust all of our snow days, which is typically about five in a school year, then we can come back and apply to get this day back in terms of state aid. So the state of emergency provides us with this protection, which is much appreciated.
When you look at closing because of cold, I always remember used to hear that it was the wind chill of 20 below zero. That was like the magic number. And if you saw that on the news anywhere, you can count on school possibly being closed. Is there a magic number nowadays? Is it more or less something that you talk about? Or how is that decision typically made?
We were actually talking about that yesterday. I think it was 2018 when we had the polar vortex in full swing, and we were looking at minus 20 and 25 were the two numbers that kind of, if they hit that threshold, we would close school. So those bitter cold temperatures, frostbite could set in, hypothermia could set in real quick for anybody at a bus stop or anybody outside. If any skin is exposed, it's dangerous. So I think back then we were looking at those numbers. We talked about that yesterday as well. So we're really monitoring tomorrow was the big day. But I think for today, when we saw travel advisories and the state of emergency, we were really worried about staffing at Sweet Home.
All right. Do you have kids that walk to school too?
We do not. No, we are door to door for elementary, but we do have students that walk to bus stops in the middle of school and high school.
All right. Neighboring districts also closed. I'm seeing Amherst, Williamsville, Canton. Do you consult with each other?
We do. Yes. We were on the phone yesterday all day, really kind of just monitoring the weather, looking at the wind chills. Really appreciate the conversation to have with my colleagues. But yes, we talked quite a bit yesterday.
All right. A lot of schools closed today. Are you expecting the same conversation for tomorrow, or might that decision be made a little bit earlier? Because we know the conditions are going to be almost the same.
Yeah, we'll be talking throughout the day today and monitoring. I'm sure we're going to try and make a decision, if there is one to be made, as soon as we can, to give our families ample time to plan. But yes, I imagine there will be quite the conversation today.
I mean, there's so many different reasons. We talked with you in the past about the school closures in the north towns earlier this year because of snow impacting the south towns and staff getting to school. Does it seem like, the cold now, I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be going, we used to go to school in, negative 60, and it was every day. But do you find that there's more reasons now that you find yourself needing to close school than in years before, or do we just kind of talk about it more on these days?
I think it's a combination, but really, these massive snow events that are happening, I mean, I feel for our neighbors like in Hamburg and in the south towns that are just continually getting pounded with snow. And so I also, it's kind of an odd year where these bands really aren't moving north at all. And so it's just, as the weather is changing and the climate is changing, I think we're seeing different events that are happening that really haven't happened in the past. I grew up in this area, and these are kind of some unique circumstances. But with that said, we have better information at our fingertips than ever. So safety is an absolute priority, the number one priority, and we have to tend to it.
You know, Mike, if you end up using all of your snow days, I think you indicated you have five, and even reclaim days that occurred when there was a state of emergency, would you have to lengthen your school calendar?
Yes, in order to get the aid back, you would have to have 180 days of school some way, somehow. So that could be a combination of reclaiming those days. But if that even runs out, and so our friends in the South towns definitely have some tougher decisions to make because they're using their days. But yeah, if we don't have 180 days of school, we don't get aid back on those days, and we'd have to make them up somewhere in the calendar.
All right. So a lot of different factors at play, and we thank you once again for kind of talking us through it, because it is pretty interesting.